The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled The Paradoxical Nature of Things in Seattle, Washington, USA in April 1993.
So, sometimes thieves and bandits are there to remind us that the properties never are ours. Even if they don't take them away, God will, death will, disaster will, or our own stupidity will. Yes, right? Sometimes we're not intelligent enough and we are cheated, or we're doing bad managing in business, and we lost everything. Sometimes our own freedom, we put in jail. You see what I mean? So we are sometimes our own thieves and bandits. So if someone else has to do that kind of bad job for us, we should be thankful. Yeah? God wants to remind us that if you don't spend it correctly, it will be done in a more painful way. So that's what it is. Similarly, good or bad governments or any ruling systems, the one who we blame are ourselves. The one to be blamed. Of course we lament, we suffer, and we don't want to pay the debt that we own thousands of years ago, perhaps. We don't remember. Even if we own somebody money, last month we already tried to forget. If we could. If the owner also can forget, it would be better for us. How could we try to remember things that we have done, or the debts that we own 10,000 years or 1,000 years ago? Huh? Understand? So we lament when the karma, the bad karma are upon us, and the suffering are upon us. And we say, oh, this is not fair, there's no God, no Buddha. Injustice prevail and all that and think others. But if we truly practice the way of virtues, we truly go inside and know the wisdom, we can see it with different light. Therefore, we will be very tolerant and non-resistant. Because we know, as you sow, so shall you reap. So now is the time for us to go even above the sowing and reaping level. And that is the way of love and mercy and forgiveness. It's the way of great wisdom, the way of universal brotherhood. All the brothers and sisters, we help share the debt that we have sown, or we had ignorantly got into in the first place. Therefore, after initiation, all your debts are forgiven, except a little bit at the moment in this life, so that we can give and take and help the world. That's why we can be liberated in one lifetime. That's why all anyone who come in contact with us, who has anything karmic tie with us, we also be liberated. Because they were there, because we are there. If we are not there, nothing is there. No brothers, no sister, no parents. Understand? Whom they are going to be parent of? Understand? Whom are they going to be brothers of? See? If you're not there, how can you have your husband there? Understand? Husband was there because you are the wife. Otherwise, there's no name of it. Understand? That's it. That's why when you're gone, he's gone. He's liberated to some degree. Huh? There's nothing mystical and extravagant about saying 5 generations or 6 generations will be liberated. Because we have karmic ties with them, therefore they exist. So when we're out of existence, they're also gone with us. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm. For example, in this house, there are central control of electric circuits. And if that central control switchboard is gone, and everything concerning electric equipment here are gone. Gone together. Understand? Finished. And once that switch off, everything here can be used. Everything is connected. Alright? Mm. Because after initiation, we are connected with a greater network of the universe. Therefore, whatever power there is in the universe, we have. But you will ask me, then why I'm not so great as you are? Oh, I'm not as great as St. Peter, Jesus, Buddha, etc. Because your job is not so great. You don't need to do that great work. Hmm? For example, all of you, all of the graduate university students are similarly equal in medical knowledge, right? But if you don't go to the hospital, you don't work as a doctor, then even you have medical knowledge, you're not using it. You don't need to use it. So you do as gardening or anything else you want. Understand? Some of the people I knew, one of the so-called disciples, he came, and afterward he will have been trouble or debt or family, poor in Thai, he returned to the other way of life. Yeah, and then suddenly he found himself with no job, even though he was an electronic engineer, earning about 4,000 a month, something like that, on ordinary. Suddenly he can't find any job. Of course, with the recession, you might say, because of that. But many other our disciples have jobs, and better pay even than before. Okay, so you can't blame for a recession. Recession wouldn't affect us if it's not our karma, understand? If it's not the way we should be. So he returned to ordinary life and he found no job, nothing. He go anywhere, no job, nothing for him. So even being an electrical engineer, top paid job, he has to go and distribute newspaper in the morning and doing some other art jobs. At that time, even though he still has the same quality within him, he is not, you see, using his knowledge and talent. You understand? So, but it's okay, it's okay. I don't mean that's bad, but just an example. Also, when we run away from the right path, many things unrightly will befall us until we learn to return. That's also correct, yeah? And afterward, one time he felt sorry and he went to see our disciples and something, and then he got a job. Yes, it would be nice. Okay, fine. So that's just by the way to tell you. For example, here, you have the universal power, right? But if you don't use it, yeah? Then it's laying there. It's yours anyhow. For example, you have a lot of money in the bank, but every day you only need how much? $1,000, for example. Then you just draw $1,000 in your pocket, right? And use it. It's already much for you. Therefore, even you have a lot of money in the bank, they are yours, but they're laying there. Useless. Therefore, if you want to improve, if you want to more recognize your greatness, then go out, talk to people, distribute what you know, give more, and then you realize how much more you have. You see? For example, when I'm not with you, I'm not bothered looking at this book. I'm not caring to know what is given up in genuinity, renounced profit. Because I don't care. Also, I don't need to learn all this. Understand? But because I'm with you. So sometimes I also, by playing with you, I discover something also very funny inside, or very, very good. Yeah. And also passing my time in a more profitable way. Otherwise, I would stay in my room and sleep. Well, it's the same with me. Whether I come here to you talking big wisdom or staying in my bed and roll in my sleeping bag, it's for me equal. I have no desire to do one thing or the other. But because I'm here with you, you look up to me as a great teacher. And the thing I say to you is very beneficial to you. And you respect me for it. And you call me a master because of my wisdom. Understand? Because I'm using it now. Therefore, you recognize it. And I recognize it. Otherwise, even though I know it, I know I have money there, but I don't need to spend, so I don't spend. Understand? All right. You want to know how much your money have? Spend it. Yeah. Be a big spender. Go to a great hotel. And give 1,000 tip to every waiter you see. And then everybody will say, wow! Wow, big spender! Therefore, it's up to you. You see? Up to you to use your great wisdom. If you envy my position, then do my job. Do the way I do. Then you recognize how great you are. You will discover how eloquent you speak. Yeah? And sometimes you speak feeling very surprised. How can I speak so smoothly, eloquently? It must be Master who speaks. Yes, it is Master. It's your Master wisdom. Your own greatness that speaks through you, through your physical apparatus of this robot body. Okay? Right. Sometimes we speak through a microphone, right? And I speak here, but thousands of people hear from outside. That is not me who speak outside. It's not the loudspeaker that speak. It is me from here. You see what I mean? The true person. So when you speak, I speak in eloquence and grace, and people are touched through your teaching, your speak. That is when you are using your master power. That is when you are the master. And then you know you have everything that I have or the universe have. But if we don't use it, okay, that's fine. Understand? For example, a very rich father give equally some money to all the children. Yeah, one just leave it in the bank and sleep all day, and taking just a little bit, $100 or $200 every day for going to a restaurant and drinking coffee, or take a taxi. Yeah, the other one go out and squander all the money, and the other use the money to invest in more profit. You see, make more corporations out of it, and the money will multiply more and more each day. Of course, the father will give more to that son and trust him more, you see, and the son will become great like the father, or even greater, you see, because the more he give, the more he invests, the more he has. Yeah? That's the difference between the children. Otherwise, the father gives the same. All right? Okay, now you know. Bandits and thieves are there only because we covet, we store our money within somewhere and let it be rotten, whereby we should circulate within the world and make life more beautiful for all our brothers and sisters. Therefore, thieves and bandits are there. Of course, they are doing a very bad job and we blame them, but we should blame God. Yeah? Actually, and we should blame ourselves. If we do not keep the law, then the police will come and fetch us. But if we do, even the police go around us, we don't care. And they don't care about us, right? Now, let's come to the best, the conclusion. Lao Tzu said that. All these three, I mean the above mentioned, do's and don'ts, are only outer forms alone. outward performance, they are not sufficient in themselves. It is more important to see the simplicity of your own greatness, to realize your own nature, to cast off selfishness and temper desire. You see, if we say it is more important to see to your true nature would be enough, then we don't have to cast off selfishness and we don't have to temper our desire. You see, all have to go together. Therefore, do not look down upon the precepts and thinking you are the saints and you can do whatever you want. Many groups of so-called practicing heavenly presence do that because they lack of discipline, because maybe the teachers are not strict enough to the disciples for being too gentle or being too weak or being not to want to hurt the disciples' feeling, not to want to take operation where the cancer is still small. And then also teacher also want to keep his dignity, because for example a woman, a lady or a gentleman keeps shouting at his disciple and as a knitting the eyebrow together like that, is not very beautiful looking. So it depends on the selflessness of the teacher. The students will be different, from different group of practice. Therefore, we have to temper our desire. We have to check up our personality, our habitual, how you say, action. It's very dangerous. Even if we see our true nature, but we still feel attached to all these do's and don'ts and I like and dislikes, we will be in trouble. We will be cheated. Some part of our inheritance, understand? For example, we have inherited a lot of money and then we do not understand and we trust the thieves as our manager. And of course sometimes he would gone with the wind with some of our precious. Alright? Yeah. Therefore, selfishness, habitual desires and bad judgment, sometimes spoiling ourselves, are our own thieves, which rob us of our greatness. Understand? Therefore, even though we have seen our true nature, right, the brightness inside, the greatness within, and when we talk to others, we have wisdom flowing out, and we feel that we know better now, that we are truly near sainthood. But still, in some other moments, if we're not careful, we have forgotten our greatness, we're not in use of our wisdom, and we sometimes feel that we fall into the same habit of yesterday. Therefore, the precepts are there, the spiritual diary are to remind us to be a teacher of ourselves anytime, always checking, always controlling, always knowing where we stray. Alright? Therefore, even to realize, it's more important to see the simplicity, to realize one's own true nature, but then to cast off selfishness still and to temper desire. I tell you that is very true. Do not look upon someone with great vision as the true saint just yet. He is a saint, yes, often known. Therefore, you see sometimes during the practice of meditation or during our course of progress, sometimes we fall off, right? The road. Sometimes we waver. Sometimes we stop growing or some kind of we are caught somewhere in the corner. Yeah? And just like we walk on the road, but then a thorny bush just cuts our clothes and then we stop there for a while. So we have to untangle it and then go on. Okay? Now, for example, yesterday I read a letter of a disciple, a Vietnamese. She has the fortune of a blessing from Buddha that she had many visions before I even came into this business, this office. Yes. She had many visions before she knew me. She knew me about a long time ago. You understand? Even back in 1963, I was still probably in high school. She already saw me. Just exactly like now. The voice is the same, the appearance is the same. And then she saw that people, a lot of predicting. You see, when the inner master came, she said, yes, she saw master come with another one, with a bear flowing up to here, and telling her many predictions. And she asked, when will the Buddha come? I'm searching for the Buddha. And she said, the vision came right in front of her eyes. The master came from the cloud, from the heaven, in the daylight, in a broad daylight. She see this vision of the master in the form of Qinghai. Yeah, okay. Has nothing to do with me, but it's just a letter, all right. In the form of the master Qinghai came, and together with other flowing bear person. That was 1963.
Thank you for your wonderful presence on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of The Paradoxical Nature of Things. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next on Supreme Master Television right after Noteworthy News. We wish you many blessed and beautiful days.